Blog Talk Radio.
Can you smell what OVA Nation's cooking? We ain't talking about an ass whooping. We're talking about OVA Nation Football Radio. Strap up and get ready, bitches. It's going to be one hell of a ride.
OVA Nation Radio, what the hell is up? Oh my goodness. Beautiful weather today in case you guys are not outside. But let's get on to some OVA shit, huh? Phone lines are open, 646-716-6374. Again, phone lines are open, 646-716-6374. What has happened in the nation lately, ladies and gentlemen? Wow. Let me tell you this, first and foremost, the Vikings have lost, no doubt. They've lost three games straight in a row. No one in the OVA Nation is no longer undefeated. Who would have ever thought? But the two teams right now to watch out that are pretty much hot, and look like they might stay that way towards the playoff run, the Broncos and the Cowboys, both leading their conference 10-2. Third place, you've got the Texans right now at 9-3. The Raiders are at 9-3. Of course, the Vikings dropped back to 9-3. And the Eagles, 9-3. NFC East is a pretty tough division this year. The Giants right behind. Not too much, but the Redskins still sucking. All right. First and foremost, before we get into some other things, we want to go on live down to the press conference where the commissioner right now is giving his press conference. Should be pretty interesting. Let's listen in.
Commissioner, how are you doing? My name is John from APP Sports News. I have two questions. First, what is the state of OVA Nation as we speak? And then my second question would be, going forward, what have been some things this year that you have not liked that you would like to see changed before the season comes to an end?
Well, John, that's two very good questions. Right now, OVA Nation, I think, is doing very good. We're thriving. We're headed in the right direction. And everything's looking up. The sky is the limit for OVA Nation. We have a lot of great ideals that both myself and the staff got together a couple days ago and discussed. We're all on the same page. We want nothing more except for this league to continue to strive to be the best and one day become something bigger than we ever imagined. Again, we have a lot of great newcomers in here. If I had to give you a number, I'd say probably five members in here are definitely keepers. Other members for right now, I'm not sure about. It's a little suspect. Maybe it's a little too premature to judge and say if they're going to be working out or not. I don't know. Only time will tell. For the second question, though, definitely would say game scheduling. I can't stress that more than anything else. There's not much more we can do. We've given every resource we possibly can to these new coaches to get their games in. And somehow it always seems to, not work out. And all I can do is I can stress to each and every new coach in the league, we're holding you accountable. There's no more pats on the wrist, this and that. It's time to bulk up, be a man, and take responsibility. We understand that life comes first, but you know what? Other people's time is just as precious. So do a better job of game scheduling. If not, we will find replacements. I don't like to be like that, but that's how we run. And that's why we've been around being so successful for all these many years and will continue to do in the future.
Hi, my name is Randy from RT Sports. Quick question. First and foremost, I've been hearing a lot of rumors that OVA Nation was supposed to be coming out with their OVA Nation apparel. Is this true? Or can you even talk about that?
Yes, Randy. I actually can elaborate on this. I'm really excited that you brought this up. I really am. This is something that myself and staff members were really looking forward to about over a year ago. Our mad scientists down in the R&D project labs have been working and cooking up some great things. So definitely excited to be bringing this out. But again, the stuff won't be released until probably closer to August is what we're looking at timeline-wise. We're still fine-tuning some things. Everything from hats to lanyards, to t-shirts, to bracelets, to mugs, you name it. We'll be coming out with it. But we're going to start out probably with 5 or 6 different products first, just to see how everything goes. But I'm excited and definitely sure it's going to take off very quickly. I've had a lot of people that are coaches in the OBA Nation asking for possibly ways to spread it around. Hell, even bumper stickers are going to be coming out. That'll probably be one of the first things released. But definitely excited, and I can't wait to show everyone what we got in store for them, both OBA Nation fans and coaches alike. So look out for it coming out this August.
Mr. Commissioner, how you doing? My name is Sean. Sean, that is. My question is, what has been the biggest success of OBA Nation to you? Thank you so much.
The biggest success of OBA Nation, hands down, has to be where we came from 6 years ago. I mean, we came from being a group of 6 people to being 32. We also have to thank, of course, the best fans in the world, the OBA Nation fans. They're fanatics. They love and breathe sports, most of all football, and we are lucky to have them as diehard fans. Our coaches have been nothing but great. Definitely our veterans and even some of the newcomers. The good thing is being successful as OBA Nation wouldn't happen if people didn't buy in what we're trying to be, what we want to continue to be going forward. That alone is success in its own. And I couldn't ask for any more than that.
So that was pretty much what happens in the press conference, it looks like. Looks like the commissioner's getting ready to lay down the hand with game scheduling if things don't start to pick up. But also, definitely, I don't know about you guys, I'm excited. OBA Nation Apparel, I remember hearing about this almost a year ago. I can't wait. I mean, we're only practically a couple months away. Hopefully, I can convince the commissioner to give me a shirt first. But we'll see what happens. But back to the show. Again, if you're just tuning in, phone lines are open, 646-716-6374. As always, I'm your host, the notorious P.I.G. Pig. So, as we were talking about a little bit before we went to the news conference, stuff like that, Broncos, Cowboys, Texans, Raiders, and Vikings and Eagles are the top 6 teams right now in the OBA Nation. But first, let's go to our first caller and stuff like that. We have the coach from the Miami Dolphins on the line with us. Coach, how we doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
How you been, man? What's new?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Not much. As you know, we're not doing so good right now. And it all went downhill when Lamar Miller got hurt in week 2. Yeah, man. Right now I'm sitting at the number 2 pick in this year's draft. And I don't know what position I need to upgrade. Any suggestions?
Honestly, man, what's the main biggest struggle that you're having right now? Is it receivers getting open? Is it the time in the pocket? Is it the pressure
right now,
on the defense?
Right now it's our defense. Our offense is straight. It's just like Lamar Miller played a big role in our offense, and after he went down, it just went downhill from there. But our defense needs a little bit of work. You know, it's some potential there, but we need our defense to get younger right now, and I don't know who to get in the draft. I guess it's just cool.
Well, if it comes down to it, man, I'd say probably good defensive line. The battles are always won in the trenches on either side.
Yeah.
That's where I would start at, buddy.
Yeah, because I already got, defensive end Wake and Jordan on each side. And I was thinking about probably like a free safety because Ed Reed, you know, he's getting old. I got to let him go. And
You got to plug in some youth. You got to plug some youth in.
Two.
Without that youth, man, that's going to hurt, you know? Like you said, you got to get younger. You got to get younger secondary.
Yeah.
There are some good picks coming up in the draft, though. So, I mean,
I've been doing a lot of scouting.
That's all you can do, man. Scout, look for younger people that are out in the free agency market when it comes down to it for the off season. You know, get your thing set, man. You'll be good to go.
Yeah,
But hey, man, I'll be right back with you, man. I got a couple extra calls. I'm trying to get in with this little bit of time we have. So I'll be right back with Coach Wade of the Miami Dolphins. Let's go to our next caller. I'm pretty sure I know who this one is. 817, when you're on the air.
Hello? Hello? You broke my Slurpee machine? You mother bitch. You still can't fix that.
Wow, you're not only short, and you're not only clumsy, but you sound like a woman, Ruff. That's pretty amazing. You're like the man of many disguises. Well, with that movie, I can't remember, but whatever. What's up, dude? What are you up to, man?
Not much, man. I'm sitting in the party with the Marine that's MIA.
Yeah, the Marine. The Marine.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Ravens, man?
It's a tough comeback season. Found out my controller's broke, so I'm going to auto the rest of the way. Wait
man,
for next season.
Did you hear the sound file a couple nights ago of the coach of the Redskins dude beating the shit out of his controller? I mean, he was going like full throttle on that thing.
Oh my God, I almost did the same thing to mine. I think that what's funny, I do have a suggestion for Coach Wade of the Dolphins. Take Cooper in the draft just so Penny can't get him.
Ouch. Ouch.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, there's a rumor going around that STL is saying you ducked him in hockey. So,
really?
You know, that's, yeah, he's saying you ducked him in hockey and when he gets a hold of your team, he's going to lay the smack down.
Yeah, I was supposed to say something about that, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Blues suck. I'm going to smack you around like a redheaded stepchild. Just wait till I get done this radio show. I'm going to go oven chicken all over your team.
I got the popcorn ready for this one.
I know he'll be twitching that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to be great.
Oh, man.
Other than that,
yeah,
I'm liking a lot of the new guys in the league. Just want to welcome them. And hopefully, you know, you'll be around for a while.
Yep. And as you heard in the press conference and stuff like that, it sounds like the commissioner's staff are having no problems wanting to lay down the wood now with people that, you know, just can't get it going.
Yeah. I think the other thing we need to lay down is we need to get the Packers owner, we need him to shave his back and his beard. We have a no hair policy in OBA. And this is really, really getting out of hand. I mean, when you can braid the hair on your big toe, you have a problem.
Ugh. God, I just think I just threw up on my mouth.
I mean, he's starting to look like the missing link, man. We got to lay down the rules, man. You got to stick to the rules.
He reminds me of the Gordon Fisherman or the Gordon Fish packets, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he
pour
a big yellow
does.
Jacket, man. Call it a day.
Yeah, he really should.
It's like Dick Tracy with a beard.
Pretty much. Without the Tracy, he's just a dick. Pretty much, yeah. I'd go for that.
Oh, I can see,
yeah,
I can see Corey right now, man.
I think Chav's just hanging out with him because William told him he could get 2 minutes by himself. But, you know, hopefully we'll have Chav back next season playing on his Cowboys because he's not getting any wins in the division next Madden 16. I dare you to stay on the Browns.
Well, there's limited spots there left in the OVA Nation. I didn't get a chance to count them up tonight, but I think there's only like 9 or 10 spots left in the OVA Nation for 16. So some of these guys in the league and stuff like that that aren't looking to pan out won't be having a chance to be in it. So it's definitely a shame, but people got to shape up or ship out. That's the way I look at it. So we'll see, though.
We'll see. So who else
I'll be right
do
back
we have
you,
on the line tonight? Oh, okay.
Oh, I know Corey's on here, so I'll be right back with you. I'll let him and you get an argument later on. That'd be fun. So that was Ruff Wade of the Baltimore Ravens, also a.k.a. Kokomish. I'm pretty sure this one's going to be Corey. You are live on the air, 314.
The champs are here. The champs are here. We taking over the NFC West this season. We one game behind the Seattle Seahawks, but we will prevail. Happened the last round three games, but we'll get through it.
As long as there's no win, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, me as a firm believer from being from the Midwest myself and a couple other fellow leaguers, you know, in December, we don't have 15 miles per hour wind, you know. I don't know where you guys live, but, you know, in St. Louis, it ain't no 15 mile per hour winds in the middle of December. So, you know, I would like to play in some snow, you know, in week 17 against the Steelers, you know, keep it realistic, you know. You know, I'm headed to Levi's Stadium this week, so if I see some snow pellets, man, you know, I'm a rage, you know.
Oh, man.
So far forward, though, we've been doing good, you know. I'm bringing my Rams back to the top of the something to be feared. So all you owners listening, you know, especially those who dropped their D tackles back to get interceptions, you know, Julius Peppers, you know. Besides those scrubs, you know, they coming, man. The Rams are real. They real right now.
And I mean, I'm actually pushing for the Rams.
I would like to say also to all the people who played me, Commissioner Rough Wave told y'all when I got Brandon Lloyd he was going to be a problem. He may be a 69 overall, but he's a beast.
He making it happen.
That's
too damn cool, bro.
To the players I have played, if the Bears listening, I'm sorry I had to smack Forte around last game. But nice victory, by the way. To the Vikings coach, I'm sorry I had to hurt Torrey Smith. To the Packers coach, man, I'm sorry I had to smack your boy Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, whichever one it was that I hurt. You know, I apologize, man. You know, it ain't nothing personal. You know, I just got to kill these guys when I play them, you know. I'm taking out everybody. I lose, everybody going out.
Watch out. One is bringing the freaking bounty gate back. Oh, shit.
I feel bad for my Rams. 5 years of the former coach that shall not be named, you know, going 2-8
More
every time? You know, going 2-16 every season or whatever the hell he goes, you know, making my boys look like they whack, you know. I'm trying to pull out an 8-8 season, but I'm telling everybody next year we will be in the playoffs. If I don't make it this year, we will see the playoffs.
Oh, shit. You guys heard that on record out there. Rams, we're going to be in it next year, if not this year. Man, well, that's most wanted right there of the St. Louis Rams. One, I'll be right back with you, bud. I've only got so much time. We're trying to get some more calls on here. I think that's the second time he's called up. Let's get to the next caller, 717-201.
Hey, playoffs. Playoffs. Are you kidding me, St. Louis? Get out of here. Come on, man. Now, you played a good game, but get out of here. Anyway, what's going on there, Commish?
Not much, man. How you been, dude? It's been like ages since I've had you on the show. The good old days.
Yeah, I had to take a small break from coaching to, have my small son, who's now 5 months old. And,
congratulations.
He watched me play. Thank you very much. And now I am playing the Cleveland Browns. And let me say, the Browns things, they're kind of bad with Manziel. Manziel is kind of crappy. However, I just want to take a shout-out to my tiny little friend. And I'm not talking about my son. I'm talking about other tiny little guy. Antoine Rough Wave, Mr. Rough Wave. Now, I said before when we were when I was still coaching the Cowboys that he could never beat me in a season game, and he, you know, wanted to fight with me back and forth about that. However, now I'm playing the Browns, and guess what? He lost to me the first game we played with the Browns. So, can I say that I dominate him in season games? Can I? Can we say that? Can we make that a mission, please? Please.
Rough Wave, do you want to retaliate?
He ain't got nothing.
Who is this clown?
And this is the best part. I could take any team in the league and still beat him in the season game, and he's still going to lose. So I'm just going to say this. Hey, my Browns are losing. I'm going to lose this season. That's okay. I will not make the playoffs. That's fine. That's fine. But next season I will. And when I get the Cowboys back, I'm going to stomp all over Rough Wave like a used mat that comes right into your door. You know what I mean? Rub your feet on it and go inside. So that's all I have to say. That's all I got to say.
Oh, that's Chad there, the Cleveland Browns, a.k.a. always usually the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go to our next caller. I'm pretty sure I have an idea of who this next caller is. 301-632, you're on the line.
What's up?
Oh, crap. What's up, man?
What's going on? I don't know if Chad is going to get the Cowboys back. No, I'm playing.
How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Back in the saddle again. Good old days.
I know, right? It's been a long while. Been a long while, man.
Indeed.
Whew, I tell you, what a season. It's been a crazy season, man.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. Had a couple, you know, this is reminding me of one of those old, when I was had the Texans seasons with Lady Luck being on my side. But I'll take it when I can get it.
I'm waiting, man. Got to. What's been the biggest surprise to you this year being the Cowboys?
Having to remind myself that I have DeMarco Murray. I you know, me and my past happy ways. You know, it's like halfway through the game, like, darn, why am I not getting him the ball? So, I don't have the statistical breakdown going down here, but yeah, more times he touches the ball, I think my winning percentage is, pretty good.
What's the, I guess on your team, I guess I should ask, what's the biggest weakness, I guess, if you want to say it, what's the weakness you see on your team right now, position-wise?
Defense and Tony Romo.
I can see Chad right now. Oh my gosh, he just said Tony Romo. No,
I have a twitch. I have a twitch with this team. I'm bleeding burgundy and gold, and this team, it gives me a twitch when I use them. But no, it's there'll be at least 3-4 passes a game where I'm errant, and I'm just like, what the heck? But it's Tony. Oh no. It's Tony, oh no.
Yeah.
So what else can you expect?
Oh, I can see Ruff right now.
I played the Eagles the first time, and he slaughtered me. All credit to him. But I had a disagreement in my mind on how the game ended. And I can hear him through the TV, and the comeback he has for me is, well, the Cowboys suck. And I'm like, yes. Yes, they do.
I watched that game. That was an amazing game. I watched it from start to finish, man. I tell you, you threw those first two picks, I'm like, oh man, I said, this doesn't look like West. Next thing you know, man, you start saying, all right, you know what, we're going to spread it out. We're going to really spread it out. We're not going to keep it all together. And you did, man. You were spreading the ball on sideline to sideline, the middle. You were just hitting everything, man.
Yeah, that was the second game. I was bound and determined after the way the first game ended that I wasn't losing that game to him. It wasn't going to happen. You know, I mean, the first play with the linebacker was the 10-foot vertical, picking off the pass. I think my second one was picked, but got a kind of beat on what he was doing and spread him out, and that was it.
I mean, I guess if you had to pick right now one team that you would not want to play, who would it be?
Man, I'm looking at what Terrell Pryor is doing, and I'm like, what the heck? I don't really think I want to see, you know, I'm not trying to get down the road or anything, but that's just blowing my mind. Anybody that's putting up almost 4,000 yards with Pryor already, I'm like, Lord,
yeah.
I'm at, I think, 3,600 with Romo, and I'm like, that gives me pause. But the whole, if you look at the whole league, it's stacked right about now in terms of there's a whole lot of winning records right now. I forget, I was just looking a couple minutes ago at like teams at 8-4 and I mean, or 8 and whatever it is right now. parity. You know, it's just stacked.
Yep.
You know, every week it's like the playoffs have already begun. You lose and you know, you're not just dropping from, like, first seed. You're dropping to, like, a wild card. So
it's exactly. And right now it's pretty wide open, I would say, in the NFC East, except for the Skins being at last. You got yourself at 10-2, man. You've got the Eagles at 9-3. And they're right knocking on the door. You got the Giants at 8-4, man. I mean, so
yeah, they are.
These next couple of weeks, anything can happen. This is the scary part, as we're coming down
both
here.
Both really good teams, both really good coaches, too. So it's not over at all.
Yeah,
right,
I can't wait, man, to see the playoffs. I'm excited.
I'm just trying to hold on. I'm trying to hold them off.
Well, hey,
old
man,
veteran,
you keep on,
to
you
hold
keep
on,
on
to Young Bucks.
Yeah, man, no doubt, man. You keep on doing your stuff, though, Bless. Keep on doing it, man. We're going to go to one last call before we get up. Again, that's Bless from the Cowboys. I'm glad he bleeds burgundy and gold. Here, here. Let's go to our last call of the night before we go to Chad and the Gimp. We'll let them two midgets fight it out later on tonight. 708-510, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up? This is P726, Coach of the Jaguars. How everybody doing?
What's up, Penny?
I'm good. In that mighty AFC South, I just want to let you guys know that my team started 1-3. We are in the best division in the league. Everyone has a winning record. And on top of that, I just want to give a shout-out to the Texans. I'm coming after that division. I ain't forgot about them two losses you gave me, but I'm coming after that division. I'm getting that division.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Hey, I'm glad most of you guys are having a successful season, though, man. It's definitely good to see a lot of people having a good season. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, I look at it like this. It's Madden. It's a way of getting away from everyday life, and at the same time, like my bio says, after the kids, family, and job, it's just something to do that just keeps the time going, and most of all, just having fun. I just want to let everybody know that if you do recommend somebody to the league, have them go to the website, fill out an application. Commissions will get back to you. But once again, I got the Titans on my radar next week when we advance. And, yeah, them guys ain't played me yet. The only one that's played me was the Texans in the division. The Colts and the Titans haven't played me. And, yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see what they look like when they actually play a human opponent. That's my the Jaguars instead of going up against a computer.
I hear that, man. I hear that. But Penny, I'm gonna bring two midgets on to kind of hash it out because I know they've been wanting to. So let's bring on midget one and midget two. You guys are on the air.
Oh, good, good. Where are you at there, son?
I know, Penny. Where are you at there? This is
happy. Yeah. Bring those bad Ravens to me. How are they sitting at the bottom of the pile? Huh? Huh? I'm still above you. Every time I'm above you. You should be used to that, though, right?
Ooh.
Penny only went to the Jaguars because he seen what I was doing to you when we were just playing around.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Like
I'm listening.
That.
Keep going.
You know,
keep going.
I like that.
You're talking real tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you
keep going.
This? Loser leaves league.
Well,
I'll
already
play,
beat
I'll
you once, so,
Redskins,
yeah, it's
you
okay.
The Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Play a whole season. I got the Redskins. You got the Cowboys. Loser leaves league.
Oh wow! Really? You're gonna really? You're gonna take the garbage skins and you're letting me take my Cowboys back? Yeah. Well, I hope you have a good time. Good time leaving the league. I feel really bad for you. You've never beat me in a season game, son. Never, ever, ever.
My wife to tell her, honey, I'm on my way home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey. I'm ready to shake hands. My hand's out in the air. All you got to do is convince Piggy to give you the Redskins. That's all you
got
to do.
You got T-Rex arms. They've been like this.
Now, my new son, 5 months old, said if you don't stop talking stupid, he's going to come over there and put a foot in your mouth.
All I got to say is don't ever let Chad fly a helicopter in Battlefield 4.
Hey, that's only when Ruff's in it. That's only when Ruff's in it. Every time else, I'm good.
he gets on Hardline, I got a knife with his name on it.
But, hey, but on another note, the Browns are a decent team. I'm just saying that whoever had this team before built a decent team, but Manziel sucks. I hate Manziel. I'm getting a new quarterback in the offseason.
Yeah, I think Bless will trade you Romo. I think Bless will.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have for this show. And 2-1, thanks again for all you guys calling up. Next week or the week after, depending on my schedule, I hope to see 11 or 12 or 15 callers. Let's make it great. This is OBA Nation and Notorious P.I.G. signing out. Guys, thanks again. Rock on. Football's life.